Hi, Caitlin. Hi, thanks for calling back.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, of course.
So I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were able to reach Daniel?
Yes. Yeah, he actually called the moment you hung up. We hung up the phone.
That's
So I
funny.
was like, of course, how it works.
Okay.
So we are definitely interested in trying it out. So we are booked for like the next month and a half or so. Is it something that we could start, early September, or would we need to go ahead and start it now?
Well, the thing is our job is when these positions become available is to find one company to work with. We cannot, by very strict Google guidelines, we cannot work with our, we can't put our clients in competition with each other. So, the position is available now. Our job is to find the right company to work with, and then once we find them, we actually close out the category. What I would be happy to do, and first of all, I want to say that, we are not able to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. I mean, it's not like,
Oh,
where
for
you,
sure.
yeah, I mean, you, it's not like we're, the minute you sign up, there's a backlog of leads that we send out to you because it's not a lead service. We have to make sure that you're
Right.
verified by Google as an active business in the local area. We have to create that content that gets indexed. Certainly within that first 30 to 45 days, that same time frame that you're kind of booked out right now, that's when you would see that first page placement and start to get those phone calls. So the timing's almost ideal. I mean, obviously you can start to schedule out the work in advance there. The other thing that I would be happy to do, since I know you guys are going to love the service, is I would do a 6-week first month. So let's see, today's date. You're looking at today is the 25th. So instead of billing on the 25th of next month, it would not bill until the 8th of September. So there wouldn't even be a payment
Okay.
at all in August. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think that would be okay. And then, I mean,
Perfect.
because we're happy, you did say it is something that we could turn off and
Correct.
on as,
Correct.
okay,
Yeah.
so,
Yeah.
because the main thing that we just don't want is we wouldn't want someone to call right now and us to have to say, ah, we can't even get to you for
Right.
another month and a half. So,
Yeah.
if we pay for it, today, whatever, pay the $2.99 and then just turn it off until we get a little caught up. We have about five jobs that we need to hit. Would that be okay?
Well, we would want to still speak with you. I mean, well, that is totally okay. But just to clarify, we will still want to speak with you even later today. We'll have our client interview technician give you a follow-up call. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and verify information that I have, verify information off of your website so that we can make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc.,
Perfect.
what's unique about your business. So we'll start creating that content. We'll get the Google PIN card sent out to you so that Google will recognize that you're an active business in the local area. That way, everything's going to be set up for you to start getting phone calls in, 3 or 4 weeks, something like that, when you're ready to start taking those
Perfect.
phone calls. So let me just make sure I've got everything correct, because I did see it listed as an LLC. Let me pull up the website too. Okay. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on, this is your phone number. Of course, for
Correct.
Daniel, there is the other number. Which one is the primary business number?
So the Daniel is the 388
Daniel, I thought so.
4005.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that would be the number that we would be promoting for the company itself, but this is obviously the best number for us to reach you regarding your account. I do have Daniel's number as well, and of course Daniel also as an authorized point of contact, so if you're not able to reach us, Daniel can call us, or vice versa. If we call you and we're not able to reach you, we can try calling Daniel. But we do have the 1305 number as,
yes,
as your number, the best one for us to call, and then Daniel's the 4005 number as the primary business number. The email address on the website is backtoyourrootsgroup@gmail.com, and that's the best email address for you, right?
It is.
You answer the business. Okay. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. And it is usually the method most appropriate to the information that we want to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll simply be able to give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text is probably best, just
text,
since I have a 1.5-year-old crying,
yes,
you know, screaming or crying. Sometimes
yes,
complicates the phone call.
And like I said, most of the time it is going to be a text message then. And, you know, for pieces of information that are lengthy and something we want you to definitely have for your records, we'll email it out to you. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was on the website, there is the 249 Vote Gunnell Road. But you're mostly service-based. Of course, you go out to the customer, be it residential or commercial. No one really ever does
right
come to you, right? Is that your residence?
Correct. Yeah, it is our residence. So
okay,
that's why I put by mail only.
Gotcha.
Thinking about getting a PO box instead,
okay,
but just right now I'm not set up for that.
Gotcha. So
yeah,
the one thing about the address is Google does want to make sure, of course, that you are an active business in the local area. They do not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. On the same note, they do know that most service-based businesses are actually run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office, since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. You'll just be listed city and state, no zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, the 30 to 50 miles, you know, we will, with that client interview, talk specifically about the different cities that you want to be found in, and we'll be able to get that content going. So, and it is Back to Your Roots LLC. That's how you want the business to be branded, with the LLC included, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then
yeah,
backtoyourrootsgroup.com is the website. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at that client interview calendar, and again, that's to schedule that follow-up call so we can get all the information that we need to get that content started. And I do also need to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It's actually required of us, as we're a Google Premier partner. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that in this case not only have we cut the price in half, we've also waived the $99 setup fee, that it is a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification, Caitlin, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, and it will be, and it will be mentioning that 6-week first month. So again, after today, no payment scheduled. Let me pull it up. I think it is the 8th when things would get started for the next month. So let me get that voice verification set up here. Okay, so Caitlin, it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear on online?
It's Back to Your Roots LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mrs. Thomas, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Caitlin Thomas, CEO.
Okay. And Caitlin, as the CEO owner of Back to Your Roots LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct, yeah.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Caitlin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, Caitlin, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Caitlin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, yes.
Of course, of course. It does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Caitlin, that's fair enough, right?
Of course, yes.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure, for example, that the LLC is included, et cetera. Now, with all of the discounts that I'm applying here, that new business rate cutting your price in half, with the setup fee waived, with that first month being a six-week first month and the next payment not due until September 8th, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether here, will be charged today, the 25th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. Now, of course, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc., as well as a paid ad component, so we can easily get you found quickly throughout that 30 to 50-mile service area. Now, like I said, that first month will actually be 6 weeks, which means after the initial payment, it will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month beginning in September 8th, so no payment will be due at all in August. That amount would still be the $299. That is a fixed rate that will never go up on you. Now, again, as I mentioned before, this is completely at will, month to month, and no contract, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. This is Thomas. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Caitlin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Caitlin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
On a Visa.
a visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Both. Okay. Any middle initial or just first and last on that card?
No, just Caitlin. Just Caitlin Thomas.
All right, perfect. And then, Caitlin, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4427.
Okay.
4100.
Okay.
0108.
All right.
3730.
And then the expiration month and year?
Is 10 of 2025.
10 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
It's 686.
686. So I've got 686, 686 on the back, and October or 10 of 2025 for the expiration. Caitlin, was the card itself 4427, 4100, 0108, 3730?
Correct.
Okay. And then does that bill at the home address then, the 249 Boatgunnel Road, 37882?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on it, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yes, I do have a pen handy.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, since our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25, 30 minutes. Let me pull up that client interview calendar. So the next available, it looks like we could actually get you in at noon. If that does work for you, the call would be scheduled from 12 until 1. It would get you probably a few minutes after 12, get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. We can also do, it looks like that 6 o'clock is booked out, but as late as 5 o'clock, and with just an exception or two, it looks like there might be at least one spot available every hour in between there. Did you want something as early as noon or as late as 5, somewhere in the middle there?
Yeah, let's do noon.
Noon?
That could work with NetFi. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that'd be perfect. You don't have to be in front of a computer, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned before, a couple of other things as well. So it will be scheduled from 12 until 1. Like I said, the call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. It's just a little bit late for the reminder email that gets sent out an hour prior to that. But I'll send you a calendar invite instead to your email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIE. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means.
Okay.
Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I have not received the, no, neither one.
Okay. Oh, it's still in the queue, it says.
Okay.
Make sure the email address, sometimes our system's a little bit slow. And like I said, you know, the emails do get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes. And the email request, though, does generate the text message. So you should receive it. Let me just refresh and see if it's still in the queue, if it's already been sent. So it has been
sent.
Here
we go. I just got it.
Gotcha.
Oh, I got the invoice.
Yeah. So the invoice, of course, says thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is at the bottom. In the body of the email, though, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked and goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's actually where the text message should open up automatically, talking about the services
okay.
that we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Okay. Yes, that's where I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So, of course, we're going to optimize the Google Business listing. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that are using Bing instead of Google, but that's still a sizable percentage of people and a lot of people that can give you a call for your services, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Now, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. You do already have a website, so we're not doing that landing page. I don't really necessarily want to walk you through everything here. I know you've got your
yeah.
baby there. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above that line, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So it is case sensitive with appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Now that does a couple of things. Of course, that does let us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we pushed out your future billing till September 8th, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now you're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Caitlin, just let me know when you see that.
Okay, yeah, I'm there.
Okay. First of all, I can give you the username, but there's no password set up just yet. In fact, you don't have to worry about that. The reason it's doing that is our automated system is thinking, first of all, that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. It is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. I think if you did put in a username and a password right now, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. Of course, we have to create that content for there even to be something to track. But your username I can give you, it is your phone number, the 1305 number. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The 865-712-1305, just the numbers. That will always be the username associated with this account. When your client dashboard is active, you'll be getting a text message and an email with your username and a default password to get you into your account. You can change the default password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine if you don't. And then I did also send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite, like I said, says Local Splash CIENG. It's got your name. Well, first it's got your username, then your name, and then your phone number again. Username and phone number, basically the same thing here. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. That way we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview at noon, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email. That's photos with an S. The support at localsplash.com email, though, is the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there, and it will just get forwarded out to the right department. Other than that, Caitlin, it is going to be someone else giving you that call at noon for that client interview. I, though, wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, getting that great website out where more people can see it, get your phone ringing. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much, Paul.
Real pleasure speaking with you. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks so much.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.